Welcome to the Ether. Today is Thursday, May 12th, 2022. Today on the Ether, Euthanize Terra, hosted by Jacob Gedikian. Let's take a listen.
Hello. Please feel free to share links to this or what have you. Basically, the situation is such that, I believe billions of Terra were printed in the last hour, and I don't believe that's an exaggeration. I think it's dead. I think it's a zombie. And so, probably best we. So, what its validators can do. My doggy does not like this idea, by the way. Cookie is not a fan of euthanizing Terra at all. She's pissed off at me now. But doesn't matter. I think that this chain's validators should come up with a plan to slowly take her down. Very sad, though.
Oh, we have a speaker. So what up?
Yo, I just wanted to ask what you think of Doquan's response or lack of response.
You know what, dude? I don't even work directly on Terra, right? What can I say? Like, I was trying to figure out, like, what Osmosis should do in response to the situation. And, buddy, I found it to be nearly impossible. So, if I had to guess, Doquan's lack of response is due to the fact that Cookie, chill. She doesn't like the topic of euthanizing Terra at all. But anyway, I don't read anything into Doe's lack of response. Nothing. I don't think he could do anything. Billions of Luna have been printed.
Gotcha. Thanks for having this.
Yeah, sure thing. I don't know. I guess, you know, what I'm trying to get across is that I don't think it's really safe for the other chains in Cosmos at this point because billions of Luna have been printed. I thought about taking down my relayers, but I'm really, really hesitant to do that. I don't know if you remember when Lum was listed. But like there was like a little bit of weirdness with the relays, and honestly, like I would say that probably Terra's validator set should just calmly, this thing is no longer safe or secure, so we should probably take it down. Which, you know, that's crappy. It's not an outcome that I want at all. But like, I don't see other options really. Whoever did the financial attack in the first place, probably controls the chain now. I mean, it's really, and by the way, like I still hold fast to everything I said about, like, I believe it was an attack. But I also think, I don't know, maybe we should turn the rest of this into like a moment of silence, right? Where we just sort of have a moment of silence for Terra. We pour one out for our homies, so to speak, and move on. I also think that probably Terra's validator set should like participate in that. I don't see the value of UST or Luna recovering at this point. I really hope I'm wrong. Okay. If I'm wrong, like that's better for my personal finances. So I really have to say, but I don't think I'm wrong. Did you have any other questions, Matt?
Nah, that's it.
All right. Well, you know, I hate for this to be so short-lived, but I mean, maybe that's really what needed to be said, is that I think we actually need to just sort of, well, okay, here. I went into the Terra validator chat the other day, and I sort of walked through like some mitigation options, and I think people generally like my advice, so I'm going to advise the Terra validator set once again, and I do hope that they catch this. Maybe I'll, after recording it, share it with them. The correct
way to do this.
Well, glad you like it. Well, I figured, okay, the correct way to do this is like, you want to communicate, you basically tell the community that it's fundamentally broken. And I believe that it is like completely dead at this stage. And then organize snapshots, because there was a lot of value built on different products in Terra. They may or may not wish to migrate, and they may or may not be able to migrate. But you would want an archival snapshot.
They just had a announcement in the validator Discord. Says a majority of validators backed by TFL has decided to halt HAL at height, blah, 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 and restart the chain with a patch to disable staking temporarily. It has become too cheap to buy a load of Luna and take over the chain. Please use halt height flag to stop your validator.
Good.
So.
Good. I have a Terra validator. As much as it pains me, I'm going to yank the Ethernet cable out of the thing right now, actually. Because in the event of a fork, I wouldn't want to be up, is the thing. I know there is some stake on mine. Hell, I might have entered consensus. Oh, my God. I didn't even think of that. Bill, can you see if we're active on Luna? Thank you. Guys, this is really hard. Like, I was never an active validator set validator on Terra. And I just realized that because of all the printing, I could be in the active set. Oh, wow.
Are you?
I don't know.
Well, he's checking
now. And if so, then, you know, my responsibilities change a great deal, and I have to hop in that Discord and end this Twitter space right now. Because I was inactive, and I didn't really have any stake on me, but the thing is, billions have been printed, so, I mean, somebody could have bumped me in easily. I'm not really sure if their solution is viable. Mind you.
Yeah, what do you think about it?
Well, I think the damage might be done. You know what I mean? Like
restarting the chain with disabling staking is not enough.
Pretty much. I mean, I think that you'd have to like, this is not a decentralized solution that I'm proposing here, but like if you restarted the chain, disabled staking, and and also like you'd want to like basically go, we're not active. Okay, good. We're not active, and I'm unplugging my Ethernet cable. And Squad Dragon, if you're in that Discord, if you could just let them know that I'm doing that, that'd be awesome.
Just in the general chat, just say.
Well, if you're in the Terra Validators Discord, you can literally tell him Jacob just unplugged the Ethernet cable on his validator so he can't pop up in any form.
Okay.
Thank you. I mean, you know, last thing I'd want is to make it any worse, right? Already more than bad enough. Duncan, what's going on?
Hey, Jacob. I just got a good night of sleep and kind of trying to catch up on everything. I've been reading through everything that you've posted and was listening to Jack and Zach earlier as well on CryptoCito's channel.
Yeah.
Fairly up to speed. Understand that you're looking at the possibility of putting the sad pup down.
Oh, yeah. And I hate it, by the way.
But I get it.
Yeah. With so much being printed, I mean, I think that it kind of poses a threat to the other chains in Cosmos. And I, this is awful, but like, I seriously thought about taking down my relayers. I don't like that one bit.
Yeah. I mean, we're of the same mind right now in that, you know, there's a threat management aspect to all of this. And at this point, you know, the chain is kind of posing a threat to other IBC-enabled channels. You know, and you've got to take action to minimize the infection. It's like you, at a certain point, you have to amputate. And this is moving very quickly.
And you know, like, I don't know. I hope that the community and even, like, Doe personally, because we've had a lot of contact with them at Notional, understands that I don't suggest this out of malice. Like, it freaking sucks. But like, I'm aware that personally, I do believe we're talking like six figure L's on the Osmo pools that involved UST and Luna. And you know, right now, but that I mean, it's not really okay, right? Hey, Chun, how are you doing?
Hi, Jacob. I saw on the thread today about, like, if someone takes over the Luna chain and then they could actually steal and drain all the bonded ETH on Anchor. And I don't know whether that's true. I think it is, but
it's true.
So if can they also do the same to other like Osmosis or and Juno connections? I'm not quite familiar with the tech. I would love to hear your thoughts on the technical aspects, whether they can attack and drain money from Osmosis and
the
Juno.
Answer is yes. That's actually why I'm promoting this really crappy option of euthanizing Terra. I don't like this restart notion because I think that it's pretty likely that consensus has already been compromised. Restarting the chain without the option of staking isn't enough. In fact, Squad Dragon, I don't actually know who you are, but it seems that you're in that Discord for Terra. And another thing that you might want to pass to them is that if they're doing this, you know, one, that's fine. They enjoy my support. And two, if they're doing this, then they should probably look at resetting the vote power of validators to a state similar to several days ago. And Squad Dragon, can you let me know if you understand that and can pass it along?
Yeah, hold up.
Okay, cool.
Writing it up.
All right. It was basically like today's vote power state is fundamentally corrupt. They'd have to go backwards. And I'm not saying corrupt like, their team corrupted it or any stuff like that. I mean, corrupt, like so much has been printed, that, you know, the setup can no longer be trusted.
So what do you want me to say? The idea of resetting the voting power?
If they keep the current voting power, that's insufficient. They'll need to like make it match the voting power of like say 5 or 7 days ago. That's a much better option than keeping the present voting power and simply disabling staking. Because the chain could already be, you know, taken over.
Jacob, can I take a stab at kind of translating some of this into?
Yeah, please.
So
I think I get it.
If I'm understanding it correctly, and because I also want to make sure that I am, due to the printing function that passed under an emergency situation, the inflation has occurred at such a rate that it would be effectively feasible for somebody to purchase enough stake to compromise the network, right? Proof of stake is very much contingent upon it not being economically viable to attack the network. And the network has placed itself in a situation where there are enough assets on the periphery, things like bonded ETH, things like osmosis and pools, where it may become economically viable to purchase enough voting power to take action in a way that would allow them to attack other networks on the IBC chains. Is that correct?
Yes. The last part wasn't correct.
Okay.
All of the printing of Luna is what can compromise the other IBC chains. So like Luna is their L1 staking token, and because so much of it has been printed. Okay, first of all, I expect that my Osmo Luna pool is literally a total loss. I will have been IL'd to death, for sure. And what can I say? Like, I guess I'm lucky that I can weather that kind of storm, but I just believe it to be true. I believe that's also true of my Luna UST pool. In fact, I should check the price of UST right now. I at some point today I realized that it wasn't possible to restore the peg, and we're still, I noticed that people were using the on-chain mechanism that allows for UST to be turned into Luna with relative ease. I'm on CoinGecko right now, and I'm looking at UST, and it's 38 cents. And guys, this is going to sound kind of mean, especially because, like, again, I really want to emphasize how helpful the Terra team has been to the Notional team over time. But with that at 38 cents, well, I think 38 cents is high. Because if you look at the market cap, if you go to CoinGecko, you look at the market cap of UST, okay, you'll see it is much, holy crap. Luna is, I mean, it's just wrecked, guys. Like, I'm looking at 1.1 cents here. I know it was down to, Jack mentioned a price of 0.6 cents earlier. You know. And I believe that too. I think that it's really probably best to just take the chain down. There's the IBC risk, so the risk to like other chains, which specifically, Kevin, you know, you were asking about that, and I should say that risk is specifically from the fact that so much Luna is being printed. Terra also has bridges on it, and whoever mentioned the ETH stuff is completely correct. Like, the supplies of bridged assets could get broken. And it's just, you know, how do I say it? It's, you know, it's just an absolute mess. It's far worse than I thought that it was yesterday.
Makes sense. And, you know, just to give an idea of the current state of affairs, UST Osmo as a pool still has 94 million in liquidity on Osmosis Zone. You know, Luna Osmo, you know, there's only 736,000 in there, but there's still quite a bit of, you know, external risk on the IBC vector, it seems. What would be the practicality of somebody coming after, for example, the situation and trying to take advantage of the UST Osmo pool?
I think it's by its very nature at this point taken advantage of. I think that the current 38 cent price on UST is delusional. Its supply is now unbounded. And I noticed that a certain raccoon is here. I wanted to invite him up because I'm actually, you know, I think like my hosting facilities are not as good as this particular broad northern accented raccoon. So I'm doing that now. And if anybody else would like to speak or ask questions, please understand, like, I'm not really speaking in absolutes here because there's so much that I don't know. But I mean, I think it probably says a lot that I literally just unplugged our Terra validator.
Yeah, that's a tough decision to make. And I think that we need to be discussing seriously how to move forward in terms of salvaging what can be salvaged. You know, Jacob, I hope you'll be able to kind of put some resources out there for other Terra validators as well in terms of action to take. It's not a super easy decision. I think we need to handle this in a series of steps. You know, the biggest
thing
is handling the current situation and the immediate danger, and then look at how do you carry it forward from there.
Their team, according to Squad Dragon, who's apparently also like I'm in their validators group, and according to Squad Dragon, they have announced a halt height, which is good. Like that's a start, and I think it's important. I guess that I'm scrolling to there now, because, well, it, you know, part of being an independent in Cosmos is I sort of bounce between like whatever I feel is, you know, most important that day. This is definitely that. All right, let's see here. Oh no. Oh no.
All right, what's going on?
Well, I just, they're, oh man. Talking about, I don't know, the people are afraid in there about keeping the chain legit, and I agree with them.
Now, is it feasible to select a previous vote height and restore from 5 days ago if the chain were to fork?
No, I don't think that's reasonable because so much financial action has happened. Mm-hmm. And guys, I'm actually typing in that Discord, and if somebody else would like to speak slash hosty for a bit, I'm going to mute myself here.
Yeah, absolutely. I see that we've got Stakesito in here, Beetle. I know Rarma and Robo are in here as well. And we've got Gregory from Regen. If any of you guys would like to speak or have any takes on what's going on, I'd love to have you up here. I just sent you guys an
invite. Yeah, sure. Thanks, Jacob and Kevin, for hosting this. I appreciate it. And, you know, it's rough. It's been rough for all of us. You know, I definitely had some of my funds in UST. And it's one thing getting, you know, burned financially when you're playing on Elon Doge shitcoin on BSC. But it definitely hurts more when you're in a stablecoin. But, you know, the topic of this conversation is kind of what to do next with Terra. And I find myself aligning with Jacob on, you know, kind of calling it quits and wrapping up the chain, not only from a security standpoint, which I think is something that's really important, and also from, you know, the financial aspect of watching Luna just unravel infinitely. And it's kind of depressing, and it's really tough for the entire crypto ecosystem. You know, a major L1 chain going down has massive contagion effects. But I also think from a community perspective, both from the community that supported Luna and is a part of the broader Luna community, and also the developer community, I think there's going to be value in us, you know, acknowledging that this is kind of the fate that Luna is going to have, in pulling the cord and giving people purpose and direction to start building things that are meaningful, and, you know, being built on you know, connected to IBC and understanding Tendermint. A lot of developers are going to be able to come and help the entire Cosmos IBC ecosystem prosper. And I think a lot of developers are also going to be looking to start new projects. And so I think that from a development standpoint, it makes a lot of sense. And also for a community standpoint, it makes a lot of sense to acknowledge where we are and, you know, move forward. I think that a slow, ugly death isn't really the right move here. And I think that, you know, things are far too gone for, you know, Terra to have some beautiful rise from glory. The economics don't make sense to try to repeg UST. And yeah, that's where I kind of see the next logical step, instead of kind of continuing to watch the pain subside.
You guys are so nice, man. I'm just listening in. I've been a little bit busy. I've had the dogs out. I'm trying to stay away from the screens, to be fair, guys. And I'm not in pain. I've got no exposure right now. Luckily, really, really luckily. I'm crossing myself right now in the sign of the cross, because I escaped this knife. Ooh, so much, man. I'm telling you, I couldn't go to sleep on Monday. I was like, I could wake up tomorrow, this could be totally rugged. And I just cashed out, man. Man, wow, I tell you what, guys, this is a shit show from fucking hell. This is like Dante's fucking 12th circle of hell, this shit. I just want to say, I hope people listening in here, and I haven't got long, haven't got much exposure. Like, I don't even know how you would call this, guys, if you're like are exposed or heavily exposed or whatever. Like, I just don't even know what your answer is here, because I would be I'd be terrified right now. If Rama, you're there, bro. I can see Rama's there. Are you there, Rama, bro? Me wingman.
Hello. Yeah, you have to excuse Robbo and his little potty mouth. He tends to just let it fly.
I'm quite all right with that at this time. You know, I think that at this point, profanity is probably the absolute most what can I say? It's profanity is the most honest option. Yeah.
You know, Jacob, you used the word zombie earlier. I like the word zombie because it's obviously an African word that's been, you know, aligned in English. Hey, nobody wants a zombie on their hands. If anyone's holding, I mean, especially UST, you know, in my opinion, get out what you can. I've got to say, guys, wow. I mean, we can't deny anything that's gone on. Monday night was my realization. I had like 20-odd K in UST, and I was like, do you know what? Fucking Doors just, he's overstepped the mark with this pissing contest, and this is exactly what I tweeted at the time. 2 a.m. in the morning or something when I cashed out, or whatever it was. I'm like, he's just overstepped the mark, and I tried to say this in the DMs with the guys
just
the other day.
I have some... Hey. Can I share something real quick?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, jump on in, Jack.
Yeah. Hey, so Terra Chain has halted. We're currently working with the validator set to bring it back up with a patch that disables delegations to prevent a governance takeover of the chain. We're actively coordinating with the Terra validator set right now. So the chain is currently halted.
So this is actually the perfect thing. And I actually just joined the... I didn't just join, but I'm in that same Discord, and I saw that too. And I, you know, should have actually mentioned that. I learned that about 5 minutes ago. Jack, am I right that it halted about 5 minutes ago, or was it longer than that now?
It's about 2 or 3 minutes ago, and yes, it did halt. I'm going to have to drop out of here in a minute. I just wanted to, like, make sure you guys knew what was going on. I saw.
Dude, I really, really appreciate that. That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Right. Let me jump back on with the coordination crew.
Jack, what a legend. Jack, what a legend. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one, everyone. Stay safe out there.
All right.
Yes, please.
I just want to quickly jump in if I can. I think I've been in IBC or Cosmos for about 6 or 8 months now, and I got to witness on a call the resuming or the rebirthing of Juno live on a Spaces call with Jacob, and now I've got to see a chain halt live on a Spaces call with Jacob. So I feel like when the
good call, us, good call, Rama.
How often do you get to see a chain resume and a chain halt in the spaces of a couple of months? Mental.
And the last time also was Jack that helped restart our chain. You know, it was down to him and his team that we got the Juno even got started, right?
Yeah, crazy. It's, I just wanted to firstly say, hopefully all the kind of lunatics are doing okay. Make sure you look after your physical health and your mental health. Money comes and goes, but in these times.
But Shane, don't deny, right, that pissing contests in public, slapping around $1 million bets. I mean, as a founder, right, we can all like look back on it now and say, blah, blah, but it's not the right thing to do. I don't think anyone will be doing that in future, do you?
Well, I think it's certainly not ideal, right? Like, people can kind of get caught up within themselves sometimes. And, I saw a quote today on Twitter, I think it was. It might have been referencing VCs, but I think it's relevant for all people is you see people throwing around, being humble a lot, but you never see anyone throwing around tweets saying that they've been humbled. So I think that's a pretty apt quote where it's kind of, yep, you can tell everyone to be humble, but you've got to be humble within yourself. And if you make something that's really good and it functions really well, you can still be humble and still go, cool, yep, I've created a nice thing here. Throw it around people's faces, right? Like,
Has Door tweeted yet? I'm not looking. I mean, I've been busy. I've just literally put the headset on, jumped in. Has Door tweeted yet or not?
He has spoken, probably not enough on this, but
about the chain halt.
Anything from him on the chain halt? That's a very, very recent development and kind of a triage.
Yeah, but it's also the biggest development that can happen on a blockchain, Jacob. Right? I mean, a halt is like fucking nuclear option.
No, the nuclear option would be allowing it to continue. I like that. So in this case, because of the swap mechanism, the nuclear option, the big, big pill that could harm us, is actually allowing Terra to continue because so much Luna was being minted, that new Luna, it could compromise both like governance. It can compromise IBC. It can compromise the entire thing from end to end. I actually think that's the safest play. And like, Rama, tweeted, one of the validators posted that they're shutting down. And really, guys, the difference between, shutting down is sabotage and no, I'm just shutting down is literally only communicating that. That's it. But if you don't communicate that and you go down, there's an expectation that you're going to continue to sign blocks. So like, that validator number 60, whoever they used to be, no, they're not some kind of rat bastard. Probably they should have given more warning. At the same time, I literally physically unplugged mine a minute ago when I realized that there could be a fork.
What about the people? What about the people who made like what 800 odd million on the trade? I mean, it's all there. It's all documented. We all know about the liquidity, right? From three pool, what's happening with four pool? Like, if anyone's listening to this and doesn't know what's been happening, good luck, guys, because I'll tell you. Hey, when Thorchain started getting mouthy, and I keep referencing this, when Thorchain started getting mouthy last year and pissed a lot of people off, they got took down straight away. Jacob, you have to be like really like. I think a lot of people now. I think this will change how people act in crypto and even CT and like normal people. I think this will humble many, many people in the community. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, maybe, but maybe that's not a good thing. Listen, those brash and fairly ridiculous manner always.
It's not a good thing to humble people. Because Prop 16 humbled me a little bit, I'll tell you. Yeah?
Yeah.
I learned my lesson on Prop 16.
Let's jump back a little bit. Funny, because this makes Prop 16 look like a fart. Really?
Oh, like, yeah, of course. I'm saying that humbled me.
No, that humbled me, though, Shane.
Yeah, Shane, that humbled me is what I'm saying. Like, after that, I mean, I cashed out, like, what, nearly 1,000 odds more or something, like, over 850. Like, I'm sure I cashed out the stars. I mean, I've took loads of profit, me, so I'm happy that I'm okay now. But I'm saying I got fucking humbled by that prop. You know, look at where we are now, man. Fucking Jacob, it hasn't been good, mind. It hasn't been a good time for any of us, yeah? Even, but we're here still all together, though, no? Enjoying it.
Yeah, I think it's
important to also, I just want to, just to kind of keep this on track. I also want to just keep this on the subject of solving Terra. I know it's rough and everyone's going through that. I'm sure there's a lot of people in this call who have been.
It's unsolvable. It's unsolvable. You need to get rid of UST. It's unsolvable. You just need to make Luna now the base currency of the L1 and hope that, you know, that they can you can't go on with this mechanism anymore. I don't see how it's feasible. If somebody can explain this to me, please.
Robo, you got it right there. Okay, you got it in one right there. It's no longer like the. See, I'm worried that this patch isn't going to be enough. The reason I'm worried that this patch isn't going to be enough is that if people can just mint Luna and then mint more Luna. And then mint more Luna, and then mint more Luna, and then mint more Luna. Well, I mean, guys, that's we base security in our chains on that underlying scarcity. Now, if that scarcity just disappears, I think we're at really grave risk. And I'm very glad that we heard from Jack that, you know, the chain is halted. And I just want to say to everybody that maybe a really good consideration at this point is to, like
Jacob, I would take 50 cents on the dollar right now. If I was a big, if I had USD,
you won't get it. You won't get 50 cents on the dollar.
Yeah, but what I'm saying here is I would take if I was.
Yeah, but buddy, no, your hypothetical doesn't work, though.
I'm being honest. Like, if I was in the position is what I'm saying. Like, right now, if I was faced with, okay, you can have 50 cents on the dollar or, you know, whatever lies ahead, I would take 50 cents on the dollar. That's all I'm saying. It's a logical, like, looking at it.
I don't even know how I got as lucky as I did. Why? I know that, you know, I was on the phone with the right people. I was talking to that Tendermint Timmy fellow, and he poked me. He was like, "Oh, you do you have any UST?" I'm like, "Yeah," and that led to me getting out at around 90, which is great. Well, 90 cents on the dollar. Yeah, so my haircut.
Really? You let it go that far? That's a like Wow.
Well, that,
wow,
that,
Jacob.
No, dude, no. You didn't get it. That's not letting it go very far. Presently, it's trading, UST is trading at 38 cents. But guys, it's a delusional valuation. The only thing backing UST is Luna. And the blockchain is worth so much more. The other way around. The stablecoin is worth so much more than the layer one token of the blockchain that I would say that UST is probably like worth a penny, maybe. And the reason that I say that is the huge gap between the price of UST and the price of Luna. And then, of course, the market cap of UST is now many times higher than the market cap of Luna.
$4.7 billion is the market cap of UST to $47 million market cap of Terra, just to give an idea of respective figures.
Thank you, Kevin. That's worse than I thought.
Exactly. It's about exactly a cent.
Thank you.
And I think this is severely exacerbated by the likes of our primary, I won't name them because I think everyone will probably already know, our primary central exchanges, you know, immediately jumping on the opportunity to open futures contracts on UST, you know, enabling people to trade it however they like with essentially whatever margin they like, which is, you know, it just kind of drives that price wherever the market wants it to run, which and then, you know, in turn, if people start shorting it, then they need to just infinitely mint Luna to try and repeg it. And then if people long it, it kind of pumps up a bit, and then they still continue to mint Luna to try and repeg it. So, kind of the tokenomics or the mechanics don't work out when you kind of get this kind of market situation, and I don't really see how we have a way forward. I think probably the best thing for everyone is, as Jacob said, kind of find a way to, you know, slowly put it to sleep and, you know, hopefully the development teams can move over to another chain or other chains that already use Cosm.
I think if you let this go past 97.5, given what happened last summer, if you weren't selling by those levels, like for Terra for what it is, and obviously like not Tether, the back end, the mechanism, whatever. I'm really surprised you even let it. You must have had so much faith. This is what I believe you had so much faith in the system.
Well,
Jacob,
I mean,
right?
Actually, yes. I thought it was pretty good. And keep in mind, like I audited the mechanism personally, just out of interest, right? Like.
But Jacob, what about last summer? What about last summer? And when we went down to $3, what about, was it June? It was either June or July. I can't even remember when it was. I think it was June. When we went down to like $3, when we had the massive flash crash, right? The peak or bottom of the last bear market, right? Like, I mean, were you following? Well, I mean, you obviously were following, but like,
I don't think I don't think that the value of UST and Luna flipped at that time. I think it just kind of was crappy.
Doe had to put a lot of money in. Like Doe at the time last summer, Doe had to put like an extra. He tweeted. I've tried to look for it. I can't find it. He tweeted like, "Relax, guys. I'm not in yet." And then when he did come in and he put like a lot of money in, a couple hundred million, and himself, he rectified the problem. And then we've seen the climb. And then when they joined IBC in September, we've seen that, right? But like, I don't know, Jacob. Like, you must have. You were following last year's events, yeah? I mean,
not so much. I know that there was a really significant issue with Luna last year, but no, not like I. I didn't follow it to the group.
I lived it. I just made loads of money on EXS. Actually, I made loads of money and I bought loads of Luna and made money on it. $3 something we were paying. I was paying at the time. I was getting Adam for $6 at the time of the flash crash in the summer, you know. But it was severely tested then, but it wasn't backed by. The problem is now the BTC collateral. This is how they've been able to, like, really. I mean, guys, honestly, what a scam. This is goes so deep and so high and so institutional, man. They've killed the little guy. They've absolutely butchered how many people?
And I think what I'd add to this.
He's right. The effect on retail is devastating. And I think that that's a very, very important point. Sophie, I would really love to invite you up. I know that you're involved in some way with Luna, and I'd love to just speak directly with you about it. I hope you don't mind, so I'm going to invite you to speak now. You work for No Project. Okay. I didn't even know that, bro. I just saw your profile. I don't know if that's actually true, or hell, maybe we find that Terraform Labs is dissolved. And buddy, if you could just update us, like, maybe from their perspective. And I also want you to know that, like, when I said, you know, let's euthanize Terra, I mean this in the calmest and most respective way. I don't mean, like, let's go violently kill it. That already happened, and it's very sad.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what TFL's perspective is or whatever, but, like, I do know that the chain was, there was an announcement that the chain was just halted. To me, like, I have always been sort of, like, skeptical of DeFi first off. So I'm going to, like, admit to being a largely BTC maxi for the majority of my existence. And this goes back to lessons I learned from, like, selling video game gold, like, literally in the 90s, where, like, you know, you had entire economies and communities and such that seemed to be doing well, and then either through censorship or some other problem, like closing of eBay and whatnot, to these kind of things, like, things literally went to quote unquote zero. So not much of DeFi, not much of the NFT space, not much of any of this is really particularly new to me. Let me just kind of say for just a moment, like, there are a lot of things I liked about Terra. I think the people, I think the people involved were, legitimately trying to produce, interesting financial instruments and all that. So number one, like, this is not like the random DeFi project going on. It really, that crashing, this is really one of the most sort of, like, interesting and quite frankly, like, seriously intellectual people. I know that, like, the shit posting on Twitter gets out of hand and everyone likes to, like, flex their Twitter bullshit. I'm new to Twitter over the last year. And so, like, that's kind of, it is what it is. And, like, people, like, just get caught up in that fun, I think. I know, like Doe gets criticized for that and this and that, but, you know, that's sort of like the Twitter space shenanigans, like, started by, you know, like everyone from Kobe to everybody, you know, they do that kind of, like, sarcasm thing and make sort of fun of things in a way. Anyway, but, like, that aside, at this point, I think despite good intentions, obviously the UST situation essentially spread contagion to everything, not just in, like, the mood of people. Obviously that's gone to shit, but it represents to me what I had always imagined is a serious attack vector for DeFi. Think of it this way. Like, if you can basically earn some sort of yield in some, like, relatively risk-free way, what's to keep someone from taking inflationary yields, moving them over to an exchange, and basically simply shorting the market with essentially free inflationary yields, right? So this is, like, a serious attack vector for all of DeFi. I would say, like, no layer of DeFi, not Ethereum, nothing, is in a situation where, like, it's not susceptible to this risk. So I think people should be really, really wary of that. I think this lesson should go forth to every single chain to figure out whether your tokenomics or whatever can survive, right? I think the days of just, like, printing tokens to, like, make your, you know, as some sort of, like, a kind of incentive scheme / like, enriching a central team is at risk, right? So, like, the moment I got a little bit nervous, and I probably should have said way more, is And I did in Spaces, but I didn't on Twitter. And the only reason is because, you know, like certain things that you say can like tank the market. So it's always nerve wracking to sort of say something. But in Spaces, we discussed this. And one of those was TFL unlocking their team tokens. If the market cap of Luna was like, let's say $100 billion or $300 billion, like the level of Ethereum, and you started doing some of that, maybe it was viable. But what essentially happened here is that UST was minted from Luna directly. I know Adam Back was bitching about this and was upset about it. And others were making comments about it that, like, wait a minute, if you just simply take team tokens that haven't had price discovery and you unleash that UST onto the market, that wasn't, it's no different than unleashing Luna onto the market. It's like doing a massive airdrop of UST is what it was. And that's where a lot of this expansion of pools happened. And like, it was a growth that was just far too quick. If you put it into the Anchor Reserve like they did, okay, maybe that's a slower form of an airdrop. But obviously, when you have a 20% risk-free yield, people are going to pour billions to try to take advantage of that. So then they were able to use TFL's own money to basically attack the system, right? Because 20% yield's quite high. So like this entire scheme led to sort of like contagion. But the problem is, look at what happened. Look what happened to all of the other systems on Cosmos, for example. Everything tied to UST, right? Like basically every liquidity pool tied to UST just fucking cratered. So
I'm very exposed myself.
I fully feel for everybody in within Cosmos, because obviously whether you were like involved with Terra, whether you're involved with UST, whether you weren't, it almost didn't matter, because what happened was that like all of the Cosmos coins become a route via exit liquidity through like, you know, and actually it's interesting, the routing sort of tools that you have actually make it much, much faster to route to an exit, but those exits travel through that the exit portals, so to speak, go through every liquidity pool you can imagine at the highest level of efficiency you can possibly imagine, which basically causes the entire DeFi market to just tank, right? So, you know, this, like, there isn't a situation in a permissionless scenario where you can't where you can prevent this from happening a second time. It's like almost to me a recursive inevitable problem that we have not sort of solved in the DeFi space. So it's not, I think Terra is just one problem, but I will say, not to FUD everyone's shit, but the reality is like, this is a problem for everybody regardless of what happened here. I do not foresee there is sufficient exit liquidity in cash reserves or stablecoin reserves. I don't care if it's USD, Tether, or anything else, for infinite like money printing via inflationary tokenomics, right? It's not feasible, especially if I can take on like 10 and 50x leverage on inflationary tokens against whatever I feel like it, right? This is no good. So I don't know, like the stablecoin market, unless exchanges form some sort of consortium and say, hey, look, we're gonna always remit one-to-one, no matter what. As soon as we list UST, we are comfortable that we can remit one-to-one. As soon as we remit, like put Tether on the platform one-to-one, USDC one-to-one, and we will absolutely guarantee that those will be exchangeable as one-to-one. Like without that remittance guarantee, what will happen is everyone will always flee to the absolute safety they possibly can. And even with the like coordinated Tether FUD over the last 2 days, I was posting about this, algorithmic Tether FUD, robotic sort of posting on sites, and then next thing you know, the media picks it up, CNBC and Reuters.
WTF, because I want to just say that same thing happened with Terra. Same thing.
Yeah. Nope. So the FUD, the Robo FUD is another vector for attack, and this has been used. And look at Reuters and CNBC posting Tether FUD, because, you know, it's off by like 1%. Tether does that all the time. But it once you know that attack vector is basically like, replicatable, then there's nothing keeping people from continually doing that, because the amount of money that can be made is ridiculous. So you can see that you could basically have converted USDC to Tether you know, over the last 24 hours, you could have done a conversion and got a 2% ARB essentially risk-free due to the spreading of FUD. That's a lot of money, right? Like it's like you could have put through billions through that theoretically if you had the means and if you have the ability to attack the system. So I just don't see like, so we have a broader problem here. And I think this is the reason why like the altcoin market / DeFi market just took like just an absolute nosedive, right? Like, and I don't think that pain is about to end anytime soon. I see no solution to this problem at this moment. And like, so yeah,
so much of it has to do with like rehypothecation, right? Like, you know, I wish that we could really see that practice just sort of pushed out. And then 13 Suits, did you have a question, man, or a comment?
What's up, guys? Thank you for all that explanation by Sefi, CeFi. How do you pronounce your name?
Sefi, yeah, go ahead.
Sefi, awesome stuff. I just had a little bit more questions about, well, first of all, it's awesome to be in a Terra space. So I just wanted to participate in Terra space. And I guess the question, I think that the thread, there's a lot of people who are asking, how do you guys interpret more precisely? Is this basically the end? Because your space's name kind of implies that it is so.
Well, I think he was just implying that it's probably a good idea to stop this mess to some extent. Yeah.
yeah. And like, you know, as we saw with Evmos, like a chain can go down and come back up and be successful again. But like the fundamental mechanism that operates the peg in Terra, it was dead, you know, is dead. And so we've now got a situation where it's like dangerous for that chain to operate because, right, look at, for example, ETH pegged assets that live on Terra, right? If I can go in and for less than their cost take over consensus, I kind of think that's possible. I do believe the market cap of Terra went down to
$47 million.
Because like, whoa.
Yeah, that's why they chain halted now to prevent precisely that, right? Like, there's no way to keep control of it using some the token governance mechanism or whatever.
Yeah, it was just totally broken.
The other factor too is like the, you know, are the validators even profitable at this point, right? Like what's the, you know, there's no, the validators aren't going to do things for free, obviously. They're going to go on with their...
Let me correct you there. Like we do stuff for free.
You know what I mean, but for...
Check this out. Like DigChain, it has validators. I got to be honest, like, I don't think that any of them are profitable currently. Dig has had, like, a really horrible run financially. And no, validators, I would say that probably the majority of the Terra validators, and in fact, like, when they come back up, I have a Terra validator. If I felt that the plan was solid and not dangerous, yes, I would validate. But yeah, 13 suits, it's time to regroup.
I guess my point would be like, would you validate this? Like, what would it take if you as a validator to be participate, for example, on Terra? Like, what do you see as the like fix you'd like to see? Or is there one? Do you think it's just not like the thesis is just busted?
Well, the thesis is just busted, but I would validate if I felt that there was some way to do it that wasn't dangerous to other chains in Cosmos, but that's not how I'm feeling. I'm not feeling that it's inherently very dangerous to other chains in Cosmos.
Yeah, and this is coming from someone that I still have like assets stuck there, right? So it's like there was announcements by Pylon Gateway and Kinetic Money to try to unlock people's like locked assets and shit, right? Like some of the longer term, like not, you know, quasi staked kind of positions that people have. not with validators, but, you know, like how protocols have, you know, time locks and shit like that. So they were unlocking some of that with an attempt to let people sort of exit from that. But like, you're going to exit to what exactly? To your, and your point is correct. Like, people exit to other things and then sell those things, which just creates selling pressure on those other things, whatever they are, right? Whether it's Osmo, whether it's whatever.
Well, yeah,
right?
But then we're still like, okay. I, Jacob, I have $1 of UST, let's say, right? I actually think I have more than $1. But let's say I have it on Terra, and now I'm going to sell that to get Luna, and now I have 20 Luna, okay? And but it got cheaper than that. Didn't Luna get down to 5 pence of a cent, 1/2 of a penny? I do believe it did. So my $1 would get me, oh God, 200 Luna, okay? And the problem is the way that we use consensus, or the way that we do consensus, right? The way that we do consensus looks for 66%, and it looks for 66% every time. So for probably not all that much money, CFE, the thing that you may be missing, those ETH assets can actually be compromised if somebody's got 2/3. And then, like, if we look at, say, like, the Luna Osmo pool, right? Well, the Luna Osmo pool, I had capital there. In fact, I'll share with the community. So, like, I have not yet done a full financial review. I mean, all I really, really know at this point is that it's quite bad, that it definitely came from Terra. And like, basically, I hate starting up a Twitter space with the title Euthanize Terra and then going out and promoting that as the best solution. But I guess I'm also glad that it seems like the team agrees that that's the best solution, and that, like, we'll just try to work on a safer iteration.
Yeah, I just kind of wanted to comment on that too, Jacob. I know for sure that there's kind of currently still DEXs out there that, you know, you can trade 200 Luna for 2 Atom as an example, and, you know, Luna's worth once.
And just Billy the Brit just came in. Billy announced that there are now 40 billion Luna in circulation.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. So I don't think it's coming back. 13 suits. What's up, man?
That's a lot of Luna. So just to kind of clarify again, the argument is that the Luna, the Terra chain should be euthanized, or it should be stopped in order to protect the other projects on the Cosmo or Cosmoasm chain, as well as the ETH assets. Am I correct there?
No, you're not correct at all. I don't think. Repeat the statement again, just so we can clarify. What was that statement?
So the argument is that Terra, euthanize Terra in order to protect the ETH assets on Terra from a governance attack, as well as the other projects on the chain. Is that correct?
But Terra was its own ecosystem before it even joined, hypothetically, in quotations, IBC. Jacob, stop me if I'm wrong, but Terra's integration into IBC was, like, you know, not exactly straightforward, yeah? It's not a core, or an OG.
Hang on, let me explain. The Cosmoasm is not hooked up to IBC. But, like, no, the IBC integration was completely straightforward because they have the right version of IBC Go. And so, like, that allowed any of their native assets to leave their chain. So,
all right. But at first, it was a little bit different, wasn't it? At first, it was a little, like, I remember when they were talking about the brewery.
It's still a little bit different, technically. Okay, Robo, little bit different compared to...
Is it fundamental to IBC? Can we lose it? Can we shed it? I think that's what other people would like to know as well.
Yeah, of course, we can shed it. And I mean, when we look back on this, that's going to be seen as a strength of IBC, okay, is that we were able to cordon ourselves off. And I guess I hate this next part too. Get ready. The next part sucks. The next part is like, I guess that's like best that we have the ability to like shut down rapidly. And listen, guys, I bet.
Jake, walk that back. That is the best case scenario. Is that what you're saying? The fact that IBC can shed terror is the best case scenario. Is that what you're saying?
Well, no. The best case scenario, we missed it. The best case scenario could have happened days ago where, I guess that, you know, folks like myself running the relay aggressive.
Well, Jacob, you're holding back.
Guys, I am scared of like Throw messing please, about let, with let the relay.
Finish a sentence.
It's really, really, it's important to help to allow users, you know, the ability to exit. In fact, my ability to exit is unimportant compared to, you know, the ability of users to exit. These are really different, really important things. Like, if I take my relayers down and then suddenly, you know, users cannot exit Terra Luna, I don't know, that to me, that's bad. Like, we shouldn't do that. Guys, here's the deal. I have a call for Craft Economy in a minute. We're going to build that thing. It's going to absolutely kick ass. You know, that gives us another 15 minutes. And if anybody else has, you know, any thoughts, insight, anything like that, hit me up.
Yeah, Suits, did your question get answered a little bit on that? I just want to make sure that it actually we got to that.
I might add, like, the number one way to sort of control the situation, the number one way to sort of like control the situation would be I think like it comes down to the liquidity pools ultimately. Whether you can move assets back and forth, I think, is going to be largely dependent on whether it's like it fundamentally makes sense for the LP providers to remain. And I think if some changes at a local level needed to happen, like on a specific Cosmos chain, you know, then the way that it should be done would be like to, I guess, quickly have a proposal regarding those LPs. I think Sunny with Osmosis sort of tweeted something to that extent in terms of just like removing the incentive rewards for those LPs to have those people sort of naturally remove that. But as far as the LP providers are concerned, as long as they're willing to provide liquidity, there's not an obvious reason like that. I would say that the connections necessarily for exit or entry out of Terra need to be artificially affected. It's really the LP providers that largely most immediately get screwed. But if it turns out that, like, you know, Cosmos sets the precedent that, you know, disconnecting chains with problems is going to be like something that can happen on any regularity, or it can happen without sort of a set of ground rules, you know, I think that's going to set a whole nother series of consequences into action into the future. So whatever is done, I think, unfortunately, like requires fast action, but at the same time, without clearly thinking about it, sets into motion like precedents and butterfly effects that I think end up like living with the cosmos indefinitely. So that's something to be cautious about, in my view. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think you're totally right, Seth. And it's something that can't be done lightly. I think, you know, the knee plus ultra of all of this is that the cosmos is a community governed ecosystem. And right now the community is trying to protect itself from, you know, absolute devastation from outside actors. And one of the ways that can be done is this done, it can be executed is to kind of try to protect the larger mass of chains out there, you know, to try to make sure that other sovereign chains don't bear the brunt of force of one chain being taken advantage of with a vulnerability. And these people who have LPs in other DEXs and who have other potential attack vectors need to be protected as well. And we don't want to have anything happen to those chains, which is why we have that halt notification from the validator set on Luna. We got a few minutes left here before Jacob's probably going to have to jump off if anyone has any questions.
Yeah. I do want to say, I mean, I have this feeling that like everyone in the audience has had similar financial losses to mine and like, wow, that sucks, guys. I'm sorry. Like, you know, I had to check today and I didn't really have time to fully review things. But what I did conclude is that like Notional's fine at the moment. We basically built the thing like so that there could be a 90% dump and we'd be okay. It's just unfortunate that actually occurred. Jack, I'm hanging here for about another 9 minutes or so. I'm going to invite you up to talk. Oh my God, he changed his profile pic and it's so awesome. The background on Jack's profile is looks a little nuclear war. Like it.
Yeah, he's rocking the Nuclear War Stargaze banner. I like that, Jack.
Yeah, they made a special one for me. And if you'll notice, it's Dr. Strangelove and the guy from the bomber watching the nukes.
I'm extremely jealous.
It's one of my favorite things anyone's ever made for me. I really like it.
That's awesome. Do you have any updates? I pinned to the top of this Terra's official announcement, but... we have a halt, so
yeah, validators like are yeah, there's currently you know, it's times like these when we see the Cosmos community really coming together and people sort of rallying around and just showing up and helping, and it's one of the things that I love most about this community. The Osmosis team, Bez from the Interchain team, me, a couple of Marco from the Interchain team as well, we've gotten together and organized the Terra validators and kind of patch for them, but we don't have write access to their repos. So the patches have been merged. We have people from Terra on mobile who are able to merge them, but no one's been able to push a tag yet. So some validators have restarted from the commit hash, which is available. If anyone wants it, happy to share that. And there's folks are kind of taking snapshots right now to ensure that we can get nodes back online.
That's super wise.
That's, you know, this is what I'm here for, is to just like shout snapshots. Who's got snapshots? And like, where's the commit hash? And like shit like that. So anyway, that's kind of what I've been doing, is just like running around and trying to help out where I can and like point out mistakes get made.
I mean, that's perfect. You know, get that determinism going.
Hey, if you guys have UST that you guys need to spend, you guys should spend it on Cato money right now. They're still selling stuff with the UST pegged to the US dollar.
I don't think I'm going to do that. sorry, bro. I feel like the chain is sort of it's not sort of broken. It's broken. You know, the fundamental.
No, it's fine.
What?
Definitely.
Jump in.
Transactions.
Yes. Okay. Actually, and you know what? What? Jack's point, which could easily go over many people's head, even went over my head. I mean, it is actually accurate. The chain is fine. Tendermint is doing its job. It's just there's that swap between Luna and UST, endangering its security. But it, you know. I do have to say, you know, it's fine. It's also true. It's functioning as built. And that's what you meant, right, Jack?
Yeah, exactly. You know, yes, like the economic piece of it is broken, and I would totally agree with that. But I would really, really, really push back against this narrative that like it's quote unquote broken. Like the core consensus mechanism and core state machine mechanisms are definitely not broken and they're working as intended. And this is a really important point. You'll hear a lot of people over in ETHland or other ecosystems like throw this out like, oh, it's broken. It's broken. It's like, well, let's talk accurately about that because the underlying software has performed flawlessly. And like I am, for one, extremely proud of us as an ecosystem that we've built something that can sustain this level of punishment. So let's just be very exact when we're talking about this type of thing.
Yeah, that's a really good point, Jack. So just to like try to simplify that as much as possible, like, you know, what Jack is saying, and it's super, super true too. The underlying tools that allow that swap between UST and Luna to function are functioning absolutely perfectly. You know, whether or not that swap is a desirable thing.
Maybe not. So anyway, yeah, I think that this has kind of been an emergency patch to like prevent something really bad from happening, because I think it would have cost something like $4 million to do the attack. And here's the attack, just so anyone's interested. Go market, buy $4 million worth of Luna, bond it to a single validator, shut your validator down. Then you as the validator have 2/3 of stake, and then you restart the chain with your individual validator as the only validator with a new state machine on top of it that does bad things, like steals all the money out of IBC channels, things like that.
I think we were heading in that direction. I think we were heading rapidly in that direction too. No breaks, so to speak.
Yeah, I've been unmuted. I've been contemplating whether to kind of bring up this particular topic in conversation or not, and it's probably relevant now Jack's here. I kind of got a couple of points from when Seffy was talking around the kind of on-flowing effects of Terra and, you know, the other parts of Cosmos and IBC being exit liquidity for those who could get assets out of Terra. The part that I wanted to point to, and I know Jacob's a big fan of infrastructure and validators, is around the kind of the initial depegging and the validators that we saw kind of not processing blocks and banking up transactions for those specific validators, not the entire chain. What I've been reading a lot of people saying is around the kind of anchor protocol and the kind of cascading liquidations within it. As much as it's really bad and I feel sorry for those people, it kind of put in a position where we didn't get the mass exodus through the other chains. And people couldn't process transactions, which, while good for the rest of the Cosmos, not great for those people. It did kind of shield us a little bit. In terms of kind of those validators, do we have any kind of initial thoughts or plans on what we are looking to do around kind of future validators? I know it's way too early, but how we could kind of handle a situation like that?
Yeah, you know, I have a lot of thoughts on this. And, you know, Jacob has been doing a lot of good performance work. A lot of people have been doing good disconnected work throughout the ecosystem on performance. Like, I think that this underscores the fact that we are a community, all of these Cosmos chains, and we need to come together as a community and fix these problems together. Like, trying to do it alone, trying to do it as disconnected teams is not going to work. Like, we need to come together as a community, build organizations as a community to help govern these pieces of software and use those organizations to improve the governance and performance of these pieces of software that we all rely on. This is why I'm working on the Cosmos Builders Foundation. We're going to see a bunch of governance proposals up for this. I know I've been saying this for a while, but one of the big things that I blocked that on is getting Terra involved. And now, like, they're definitely involved because they don't have anything else to care about. Like, they, you know, if they're going to care about anything, it's just like getting the chain back up, and then, you know, they're going to need help to get back online. So, you know, and also that this sort of resolves this huge issue too of this one massive chain with a huge amount of economic brunt within the, like, muscle within the ecosystem.
not being a part of the core organizations, and now they're much smaller and they're much more likely to work with us. So the big blockers to starting the Cosmos Builders are kind of done, and I think that this event will focus minds a lot and help people feel like it is really important to do this kind of collective defense.
Yeah, I agree. I think one of the best things that I've noticed in my time here is that Cosmos is one big family and one big ecosystem. And you know, I've met a lot of people from chains that I've never even invested in or looked into, and asked one question, and you get a flood of answers and support and help. And you know, here's how you do it, and here's where you go. So not just the developers, which I'm sure you guys all work together and communicate together, but all the people within the community. So I think as one big ecosystem and family, we can all kind of come together, and I'm excited to see kind of some of the skills that we have come over from Terra into the other chains, and what we can do to improve the network. I do need to go to bed. It's 3 a.m. for me.
Guys, I got to jump to stand
young Australian.
Up. You guys have a good one.
So, right. Catch you guys later. Thanks, guys. Thanks, everybody. Bye.
All right. Thanks, Jacob. Thanks, Jack, Rama, everybody. Good luck out there.
Thank you for having me on and explaining things.
Oh, anytime. Have a nice day.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was Euthanize Terra, hosted by Jacob Gedikian, recorded on Thursday, May 12th, 2022. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening.
When I'm cruising, I'm rushing, no booze on my tongue. When I'm losing my cool like a bruiser in London, the rules are confusing, so let loose the juices and try not to act like they tightened up the noose. These fools are abused like a problem stepchild, ruling the coupe with some modest exile. I'm lost in the cube with the softest textiles, a comfy padded room where I'm walking my best miles. So wipe the smirk off your face when you're serving. I'm up with a platter of bait behind the curtain. Up with the curse, it's absurd to swerve it, letting these nerds know the weight was worth it. I'll perk it up while I stir in some bullshit. This ain't my first rodeo surrounded by humans. Opinionated merchants trying to steal your worth. It's getting on my nerves, so let's make them feel nervous. I go tit for tat when I'm spitting this rap shit. Getting sick with it like I'm kissing bats. It's spreading sickness like a fucking pandemic. Gun to my head like write the damn epic. My mood is exhumed from the darkest mistakes. Sitting down in hell cooking up these mixtapes. Living through nightmares and dreamscapes. It takes more patience than a hospital police state. So lock it down, locked and loaded like they come for your guns. Fuck no, we won't be getting onto that bus. Quietly sit back and watch the riot beat while the cops get filmed pirating all your privacy. Sign on the dotted line and wave your rights and wave goodbye and pay no mind. You gotta wash the brain and erase the time. Now shut the fuck up while we wait in line.
Spaces.